everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Anxiety Bites. I'm glad you're here. I'm your host, Michelle Hashimi, your certified transformational nutrition coach, certified nutritional therapist, and founder of Bella Holistic Nutrition and Wellness. So yes, I am all about nutrition. Thanks for joining me here on Anxiety Bites. And I know I save this every week, so here goes. I call it Anxiety Bites for two reasons. One, because when it comes to food, diet, and lifestyle, permanent lasting health comes from committing to making small changes. You don't need to do everything perfectly all at once. It's not all or nothing. We take things one bite at a time. Anxiety Bites. And of course, the second big reason is that Anxiety Bites. Anxiety Bites. You know, I know it bites because I've been there. So welcome. Today's episode is called The Top 10 Superfruits Your Body Needs to Beat Anxiety. How about that? Well, first of all, what is a superfruit? A superfruit is a highly nutritious, natural, unprocessed fruit. And superfruits are loaded with antioxidants, fiber, and vitamins, minerals, and they're the most potent, super-concentrated, nutrient-rich foods on the planet. All fruits and vegetables are nutritious, but superfruits have an amazing range of health benefits. They cleanse your body and fight free radicals. They boost your immune system. Superfruits can elevate your feel-good brain chemicals like serotonin. They can enhance your energy and stamina, which helps you fight fatigue. And they also lower inflammation, which is super important for anxiety. So in other words, superfruits are some of the healthiest stuff you can eat. And that's a seriously impressive resume for a fruit, right? And this is important because healing your body by nourishing yourself, that's going to have a huge impact on the level of anxiety and depression symptoms you feel. So now let's talk about the top 10 superfruits. Now the first one is one of my favorites, raspberries. They contain vitamins like vitamin C, niacin, and folate, to name a few, plus copper, iron, magnesium, and potassium. Now I'm going to repeat that list about 9 more times because superfruits are like a multivitamin. Raspberries are good for your immune function, your bones, collagen productions, and of course, their anti-inflammatory benefits. And when it comes to anxiety, the folate in raspberries, which is vitamin B9, is really important for adrenal function and a healthy nervous system. Another superfruit is lemons. And lemons contain vitamin C, of course, plus vitamin A and vitamin B complex. They also have calcium, copper, and potassium. And lemons support your body for iron absorption and cell repair and detox. Now, one great thing about lemons is that studies have proven that the vitamin C, which is an antioxidant in citrus, helps anxiety, stress, depression, fatigue, and mood problems because it fights what's called oxidative stress or also oxidative damage. And oxidative damage in the brain impacts your nervous system, and it's also been connected to depression and anxiety disorder. So oxidant damage is linked to anxiety, and antioxidants, like what you find in lemons and other superfruits, have been proven to fight and repair that damage, right? Now, in case you're wondering where you get oxidant damage, that's from vegetable and canola oil, and smoking, and a lack of sleep, and stress. Something as easy as drinking lemon water every day can help you get the vitamin C you need. So put a few slices of lemon in your water bottle, or drink hot water with a slice of lemon in the morning. Another great superfruit is kiwi. Kiwi contains vitamin C and vitamin E, plus copper, manganese, potassium, and they're also loaded with antioxidants. So there's that oxidant-antioxidant benefit for your anxiety levels. And they also help your heart, they help lower blood pressure. And the best news is they also contain tryptophan, which can boost your serotonin, which is, of course, that feel-good brain chemical. And another thing, did you know kiwis are great for insomnia? So if you start eating a kiwi every day or every other day, you'll start sleeping better in a couple of weeks. How would you like to peel, slice, and eat? That's your food as medicine. That's your antioxidant little sleeping pill. Another great superfruit is grapefruit. And grapefruit contain vitamin C, of course, plus vitamin A and vitamin B6, which is really helpful for social anxiety. And they also have calcium, magnesium, and potassium. And what makes grapefruit so wonderful for you is that they can also help reduce inflammation. And lowering inflammation is not only important for you physically, but for your mental health as well. And I'll talk about that in a little bit. Now, if you think a grapefruit is too sour or too tart, try sprinkling a little salt on your grapefruit. Not sugar. Sprinkle a little salt. Preferably Himalayan salt. But trust me, it's delicious. Now, one funny thing about grapefruit is that they can impact certain prescription medications, including drugs like Wellbutrin and Latuda. So be sure to check with your doctor on that when you start eating grapefruit if you're on medications. And another superfruit is pomegranate. I don't know very many people who eat pomegranate, though. They have a lot of vitamin B6, again, for social anxiety, vitamin C, vitamin E, K, folate, and also calcium, copper, here I go again repeating, manganese, phosphorus, and potassium. Those nutrients are super healthy for your heart. They're great for electrolyte balance, for healthy cholesterol levels, and they help you with iron absorption. So if you don't eat pomegranate, look for a healthy pomegranate juice, one with no sugar, no additives, to make it organic, pure pomegranate juice. Now, as you can see, getting your body healthy and strong will go a long way toward diminishing or even eliminating many of the symptoms of anxiety. And sometimes that could be as simple as a banana, which is another superfruit. Bananas are best friends in the fruit world, right? They go with anything. They're the perfect foods. They're portable. They're easy to eat. Bananas have the vitamin B complex, vitamin C, and of course, potassium. And vitamins also contain a prebiotic that can increase your gut's friendly bacteria. And that's super important for making serotonin. Because as I mentioned in the first podcast, serotonin is made in your digestive tract. So gut health is huge. Another superfruit is blueberries, and they also contain vitamin C, vitamin E, and vitamin K, plus they have copper, magnesium, manganese, and potassium. Blueberries are loaded with those anxiety-busting antioxidants, and once again, it's the oxidant-anxiety connection, so you want as many antioxidants as you can eat and enjoy. Isn't it great how all of this works together? You really can eat better, feel better. So for example, if you're having coffee and donuts for breakfast, you're not going to feel that good. Something as simple as switching to a banana or blueberries and a couple of boiled eggs, maybe green tea instead of a giant sugary coffee bomb, guaranteed you'll feel better. Your cortisol levels will come down, so you'll handle stress better. Your blood sugar will stabilize, which means fewer mood swings and less fatigue. That's how you eat better and feel better. Focusing on nutrition is a holistic approach to dealing with anxiety. It's a mind-body healing, because anxiety not only stresses your mind, it also stresses your body. So eating better is important for your overall wellness. It's really a matter of nutritional recovery. Okay, so next, oranges. They're another great citrus superfruit because, of course, vitamin C, the antioxidant. They also have vitamin A, B complex, calcium, potassium, magnesium. So those are the nutrients you need for a healthy immune system, for healthy bones, and of course, they're another anti-inflammatory. Now, the reason this is so important, inflammation in the brain has been shown to impact how your body uses tryptophan. You see, inflammation causes your body to create anxiety-provoking brain chemicals instead of what you really want, which is the anxiety-calming brain chemicals like serotonin and melatonin. So that's why these anti-inflammatory foods are so important. You want to keep your inflammation low as possible in order for your body to create the brain chemicals you need. What about little golden balls of goodness? Apricots. They contain vitamin A and vitamin C and potassium. Plus, they're full of beta-carotene. Now, beta-carotene is important because it's been shown to improve the symptoms of depression and general anxiety disorder, or GAD. So, love your apricots. Okay, last but not least, strawberries. Strawberries, once again, vitamin A, vitamin C, folate, calcium, potassium, it's all good. And they have the health benefits that we've talked about with the other superfoods. Heart health, anti-inflammatory, immune system health, cell health. So all of these superfoods will benefit your body in so many different ways. And when you start to heal your body, you start to heal your anxiety. So there you have it. Those are the top 10 superfoods your body needs to beat anxiety. Now, there are a few more, but let's keep it simple and just start with a few of these top 10. The right vitamins, minerals, and nutrients really can help relieve and even prevent so many health problems that may be giving you those anxiety symptoms, like a racing heart. If you have high cortisol, you're stressed and frazzled. If your adrenals are fired up, you're hypersensitive and you get that panicky feeling. If you're constantly going through blood sugar crashes, you feel anxious and exhausted. So you can see how what you eat impacts how you feel. And physically, this can show up as anxiety or depression symptoms. But remember, healing your body and balancing your mind can take some time. It's not a quick fix. I mean, it's simple, but it's not always easy. It takes a commitment to hanging in there for at least 6 weeks, and I'm here to help you. Now, if you've ever tried medications like antidepressants, you know they tell you need to give them 8 to 12 weeks to kick in. So give food a few weeks too. Do it one bite at a time. Start by eating more bananas. Have an orange with your lunch. Top your yogurt with blueberries or strawberries. Get plain yogurt instead of the fruit at the bottom kind and add your own fruit. Add lemon slices to your water or slice grapefruit to a salad because grapefruit with some salt is delicious. These are some small changes, some small bites you can take to turn your diet around and start feeling better. And I think if you're listening to my podcast, it's something you already know you want to do. So you have taken that first bite. You're here with me, and I really appreciate you being here. So that's today's episode, the top 10 superfruits your body needs to beat anxiety. I hope you liked it. And remember, I understand what you're dealing with. I talk a lot about food and nutrition and making all these changes. I've been there myself. I've made all these changes, and I know it's not easy, so I'm here for you. I know exactly what panic feels like, and I know how hard it is to try to overcome anxiety and how isolating it can feel, but you're not alone. So never feel guilty or ashamed about seeking help. Start eating bananas. Start having breakfast. Start having strawberries. You can feel better by eating better. How great is that? Start putting anxiety behind you by having a banana. Here's an important reminder, though. If you're currently taking medication, please don't stop or make any changes until you've discussed it with your doctor or primary caregiver, because I'm not a doctor, so I'm not able to offer any medical advice. I'm a health and nutrition coach, and I'm here to offer you support and education. Now, if you have any questions or comments, drop me a message. If you'd like to know more about me and what I do, visit my website, BellaHolisticNutrition.com. And remember, follow me on Facebook and Instagram. at Bella Holistic Nutrition for daily inspiration for mind, body, and soul. Thanks again for being here with me. See you soon, and until next time, take care.